Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Monday, everyone. Old friend of the show. I went to a big event with him, which was fabulous. Do you remember Mark Fiorino? Mark was the guy testing the waters, walking around Castor and Cotman, somewhere over there. Dope, just walking down the street with his sidearm on his hip, as I remember it. And this cop who didn't know the law in Philadelphia gets him on the ground. The whole thing ensues, and there was a big tape of it. So Philly.com talked to him, and it revived my interest in talking with Mark about the open carry debate and this guy and what he was doing in the suburbs. But I just saw something else I'm going to ask him about, but I want to know from you, too. Annenberg did a study because there are people now, many of them on the left, saying that in PG-13 movies, intense gun violence, they're saying, ought to be outlawed. So they asked parents, and listen to this, as parents watch scenes of movie scenes of gun violence, if they deemed that it was justified, meaning to protect the individual, protect the family, protect something else against the bad guy or bad guys or women, then they say that movies with justified gun violence were suitable for 13-year-olds. Unjustified violence, they even having trouble saying that would be okay for a 15-year-old. I think that's pretty good wisdom. I think it shows Americans are saying, you know what? If somebody's using a gun to protect and it's justified, then yeah, a 13-year-old can see that. There's no problem with that. But if you're just having people fire weapon, this is where Hollywood comes in. I would challenge Hollywood to ban all gun firing then. Just take it out. Take it out of your movies. Take it out of all the stuff you do. How long would they last? So if they're really concerned about this and really don't want to do it, maybe they ought to take it away in toto then. But how about that distinction? Annenberg study, just saw it a moment ago. Does Hollywood need a PG-15 rating for intense gun violence? All right. Justified parents are saying no. Unjustified, they don't like it. That makes a lot of sense. Does it not? And not even saying that this is going to cause somebody to go out and shoot someone. Or I'm not going down that path. I'm saying this shows great parental consent. They're differentiating between justified gun violence, protection. 855-839-1210, you can get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless just push pound 1210. So joining us, open carry advocate and businessman, on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline, once again, is Mark Fiorino, back on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mark, how have you been?
Good morning, Dom. Long time no talk. How have you been?
Very, very well. I see you're, in Lehigh, I'll just say Lehigh County now. The paper said exactly where you are. I don't want to, you know, cause any difficulty that way.
No, so, I appreciate that.
Yeah, we miss you here in this area. And listeners remember, wow, that was a dramatic scene when you were carrying. And then I went to this, it was at a Friday's out there in media with about 35 guys or so that were open carrying. And other than being a lot of smoke in there somewhere, I didn't see people going, oh, my God, what have we gotten into? Is this the old West? They were fine with it.
Yeah, largely. I mean, open carry over the past several years, we've done a lot of work towards getting the awareness raised and making sure that people know that just because you see someone with a holstered firearm that they're not necessarily a threat and there's no reason to be fearful of that.
Yes. Now, you were quoted, though, taking a look, and I had a lot of Second Amendment advocates that I know myself, Mark, talking about this guy carrying the rifle over his shoulder. Mm-hmm. And I think the Abington police, I know where you are, I'm not sure if you saw it every day, they handled this. They respected his rights until people came forward and talked about he was disturbed and he was doing 2 and 3 mile walks and going into shopping centers and all this. And I had a sense that this is not a good way to kind of break out and celebrate open carry or make people aware it is an open carry state?
I think that's actually a very important distinction. You touch on something. You have to distinguish between doing something for a cause and doing something that works
right
for that cause. And I think that, you know, I don't in any way dispute or argue with his right to carry his rifle openly. In fact, I hope after everything settles down, he still has his right to carry if he is, in fact, you know, an okay individual. We have yet to really get any of the information. He is still, I believe, under in custody because of the mental stability review that he's undergoing, and we don't know his name or anything. So we'll have to see. My fear is that he's being made an example of, and that this is someone who we know that he is not old enough to have a license to carry in Pennsylvania yet. He's not 21. And therefore, the only way that he can exercise his natural right to defend himself is to carry a rifle. Now, we all remember being young and enthusiastic about things that we thought we were passionate about. Maybe this is just the kind of thing that he ran into all of a sudden, found out that there was a lot of interesting information out there, started getting into debates, started searching for things, finding out all of the facts, getting everything done. And it just, I feel like there's a potential just as much, I think it's equally likely that he maybe is a mentally unstable person who did in fact have issues, or maybe he's just a normal guy, just a kid, basically, who's getting started with something, and he didn't fully understand all of the potential consequences or things that could happen as a result of it, or how he might be viewed.
Yeah, so let's talk about that then. How do you advocate then that, because your incident with the police, I don't know how many years ago that was, Mark, it was shocking that that Philadelphia cop either didn't know, which I think he didn't, or didn't care, and he might have shot you in the situation we had over near Castor Avenue. How do you break through then, say, in this area where, particularly in a Philadelphia, given gun violence and all that, you know, police are going to be iffy on this stuff, even though it's legal?
Well, that's the thing. In this particular incident, in this instance, the police weren't iffy at all. As a matter of fact, from what I can tell, everything has been handled from the beginning to the end of this perfectly the way it's supposed to. If the police are called for somebody who is doing something that concerns a citizen, but it's still technically legal, the police do have the right to talk to the person in question and ascertain their intentions. Can they detain them? No, not unless they've done something illegal or particularly suspicious. But that's exactly what the police did. They spoke to the gentleman. He told them he was exercising his Second Amendment rights, and they left. Now, it went on the news because there were pictures of this gentleman
right
walking down the street. My question, my fear, in fact, to be more specific, is that the news, the media attention is what created the leverage for someone to use this against him to try to make an example of him. I'm not saying I believe that's what happened.
Well, they do have people that come forward, friends and other, and talk about instability. Now, the only thing, the big gripe I had is here, with the initial thing, each county, you probably know this better, has a psychiatrist designated. I think we got to get involved with judges right away if we're going to take away liberty and also your weapon.
The process has to be followed.
It has to be right away. Yeah, it has to be.
I agree with you. It's very important to maintain, you know, the freedom of the innocent man, but to also protect the other people in the community. And if there are legitimate claims that this gentleman made threats or said something that was terroristic or is showing signs of mental instability, it feels like the process is being followed. He's being, you know, reviewed. He's having his opportunity to go through that and either get treatment or whatever the case may be. So in this case, I don't feel like anything's been mishandled yet.
Boy, you don't know how much that's a good housekeeping seal of approval, because I really like the police chief over there, and I've talked with him extensively on and off air. And I thought in a tough situation, they were doing the right thing. We're talking with Mark Fiorino. But Mark, then how do people that support this notion, well, it's the law that you can open carry. What is the best way to do that? For example, with you, do you open carry almost all the time?
There's a number of people who support carrying a concealed firearm, but do not support the practice of open carry because they feel that it's a very bad idea. I personally carry openly as frequently as is legal and responsible. I'm openly carrying right now, even though I'm at home, but, you know, I'm going to be going out in a little bit. As for the open carry of a rifle, I feel like the right to openly carry a long arm is an important one to kind of keep in your back pocket. I don't begrudge anyone their ability to go and sling their AR-15 that they legally own and responsibly openly carry it out in public. But I think that you need to be a little bit more aware and cognizant of the message that it sends. More importantly, the volume that it sends the message with. Somebody who's speaking to you is much more easy to understand than someone who's screaming at you. And while I don't think that he did anything wrong, I think that the message he was trying to send, he probably should have spent a little bit more time on.
Let me break that down. I agree with you. If I see a guy like this, given the firepower, given what's in the news, the fear is that somebody else, several people called the police and said, we're armed. If he steps on my grass, I'm coming out. You know what I mean? Whereas if I see a guy carrying it, as you did in Philadelphia, a handgun versus this, I am not going to be, uh-oh, what's this about? I might think that you're carrying money. You work in a business where you have cash. You know what I mean? That there, something like that would go through my mind. This other guy walking around suddenly in Abington, that's going to be kind of provocative.
Well, and I think that not in a way that he was trying to do it in, in a mean or visceral way, but I think that that was kind of the point. I think he wanted to raise that awareness, and he most certainly did, maybe to a degree he wasn't really expecting or prepared for.
What's the biggest concern you have? Because you're a go-to guy. That's why we tracked you down, Mark, around where we are right now. Because I see, for example, today, Dick's Sporting Goods is getting tremendous difficulty for their decision and what they engaged in from various entities that won't do business with them anymore. The free market's working on that. I think this is a good time for gun ownership.
I think that there's a lot of people paying attention. There's folks that are very important and in places of power when it comes to our corporate entities that are really watching and deciding on voting with their dollars. They're going to take their business to the places that support the ideals that they do. And this, unfortunately, is very divisive. You know, it's a polarizing subject, and the people in the middle who don't understand or fully have a grasp of what all it affects the economy and the business structure behind firearms manufacturing, this, that, and the other. I think that there's a lot of people in the middle to be won over, and that's why I think it's also very important to carefully consider the way that you're sending your message. It's why I open carry a handgun, not a rifle. I have a rifle,
right?
But I don't open carry it because I don't feel like it's the appropriate message at the time.
Where do we find Mark Fiorino? Is there a place? Do you have a website, or where would you tell people to go?
You can Google my name, but I am available on a number of different ways. You can get a hold of me on Facebook. Just look for my name, Mark Fiorino. You can also find me on Instagram, Fiorino M240B. If you can track that down, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions or take you to the range if you've never been shooting before.
Mark, great to talk with you. Stay in touch now.
Thank you so much.
We'd love to talk with
you. I'll talk to you later.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.